It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
We are looking at the book of John, and we're in chapter 3. I'd like to pick up with John chapter 3 and verse 29. Now, this is John the Baptist speaking. He says, "He that hath the bride is the bridegroom." Now, we know that last time we spoke of the bride as being the church, the people who are saved. "He that hath the bride is the bridegroom." And we studied the Word of God, and we find out that Jesus Christ is the bridegroom. "He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled." Well, John the Baptist was privileged to baptize Jesus Christ. John the Baptist was the friend of Jesus Christ. And this verse says, "The friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice." He heard the voice of Jesus Christ. Can you imagine the privilege of hearing and seeing the Son of God, of hearing and seeing the Savior of the world? But you know, when a person comes to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, they hear the voice of Jesus Christ. He says, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus Christ speaks to the heart of individuals through the Holy Spirit. He wants every person in this world to know him as Lord and Savior. John the Baptist heard him. John the Baptist heard his voice. And when he heard his voice, "This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled." John the Baptist was rejoicing greatly because he had seen and he had heard Jesus Christ. I hope you've heard him, and I hope you've seen him. Now, I don't mean that you've seen him with the naked eye. I don't mean that you've seen him physically at this point, but that you have seen him, and through his word, you have heard him. That's how we see and hear Jesus Christ today, is through his word. Now, I use the King James Bible, and I believe that it is the word of God. And we can see Jesus, and we can hear Jesus in his word as we study it. Now, verse 30 of John chapter 3, John the Baptist said, "He must increase, but I must decrease." John the Baptist realized that he had come for a specific purpose, and that was to let people know that Jesus Christ had come into the world. He said at one time, he says, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." He is the Lamb of God, John the Baptist was saying. But he also said that he must increase, that I must decrease. John the Baptist was stepping back now. He had been prevalent for a time of saying, "There's one coming after me whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose." He is the one who came, and he told people that Jesus Christ was coming. Now he realized that he must decrease. That's John the Baptist. He must take a step back now, and Jesus would increase. And you know, you and I are the same as saved people. We need to decrease. We need to let people see Jesus Christ in us, not us, but Jesus. You know, people need to look beyond us. We need to step into the background. And the things that we do need to proclaim Jesus Christ to this lost and dying world. He must increase, but we must decrease. Verse 31 of John chapter 3 says, "He that cometh from above is above all." Well, we know that God came from above. God, Jesus Christ. "He that cometh from above." Remember who he's speaking of here. He's speaking of the Lamb of God. He's speaking of Jesus Christ. You go back and you read John chapter 3, and we've read that, how that John's disciples came to him, and he said, they said, "There's one that's baptizing, just like you do, John." And they, in essence, were saying, who gives him the right to do that? Well, John set them straight, and he said that he that has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom which standeth and heareth him rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This is my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. He's saying he's the bridegroom. He is the one that I've said he is coming. Jesus Christ is coming, is what he was saying. And he said he has all authority because he comes from above. Verse 31, he that cometh from above is above all. He's above me, John was saying. He that is of the earth is earthly. John says, I'm of the earth. I'm earthly and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. Jesus Christ came to speak of the heavenly. Well, now, of course, John spoke of the heavenly. He spoke of Jesus Christ coming into the world. But Jesus Christ had much more to say. Now, as we read verse 32, it would seem as though no one would be saved, according to what's being said here. Verse 32 of John chapter 3 says, and what he hath seen and heard, that he testifieth. Well, John heard, and he testified of what he had seen and what he heard. And I believe that John heard from God. I believe that he was testifying of the coming of the Savior, of the Messiah. But notice, in what he hath seen and heard, that he testifieth. And I believe that Jesus Christ came testifying as well to receive him as Lord and Savior, to believe God. What he hath seen and heard, that he testifieth. But notice this, and no man receiveth his testimony. Well, on the surface, it would seem that nobody would ever be saved, and nobody would ever receive the testimony of John, or would receive the testimony of Jesus Christ. But I remind you now, we go back to chapter 1 of the book of John, and it talks about Jesus being God. He was the Word, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt. He didn't become God. He was God. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And it talks about in verse 9 of John 1 that that was the true light, Jesus Christ, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Now notice what verse 10 says of John 1. He, that's Jesus Christ, was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Well, Jesus Christ is God. The world knew him not. They didn't recognize Jesus Christ as the Creator. They did not recognize him at this point as God. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. The Jewish people did not receive Jesus Christ, that is, as a nation, but individuals received him as Lord and Savior while he was on this earth. They received him as the Messiah, as Jesus Christ, as God, as the Savior. But notice, his own people refused him as a nation. It says there in John chapter 1 and verse 11, he came unto his own, that's the Jewish people, and his own received him not. But notice verse 12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now we go back and we read in John chapter 3, it says there in verse 31, and well, let's go to verse 32, and what he hath seen and heard, that he testifieth, and no man receiveth his testimony. I believe he's speaking of the Jewish nation, of not receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, as a nation. Individuals would receive him. Individual Jewish people would be saved. Later on, we would see that Paul the Apostle would not only preach to the Jews, but he would also take the gospel to the Gentiles, to the people whom the Jews looked down upon, to individuals who were not Jewish, not Israelites, but those people who were not of that nation, but they too would be saved. And Paul the Apostle would take that gospel to them. And notice once again, it says, no man receiveth his testimony. I believe this is speaking of the fact of the Jewish people would not receive the testimony of Jesus Christ as a nation. Let me remind you that Jesus Christ came to seek and to save those who were lost. That's speaking of individuals. Individuals would receive his testimony, but as a nation, the Jewish people would not at this time. And verse 33 of John chapter 3 goes on to say, he that hath received his testimony hath set to his seal that God is true. When a person gets saved, they are in essence saying, God, you are the truth. You tell the truth. And there's no lie about you, God. You cannot lie. And it says that he that hath received his testimony hath set to his seal that God is true. That's the person who has received Jesus Christ. They believe what God has said. They believe what Jesus Christ has said. It's like a seal. He that hath received his testimony hath set to his seal that God is true. When you come to God, you're acknowledging the fact that Jesus Christ is God, that He is the Savior. And you're sealing that by believing that, by receiving Jesus Christ into your heart. The Bible says that when we come to Jesus Christ, we have acknowledged the fact that we're a sinner, that we don't deserve heaven. There's no way that we can get to heaven on our own. When we come to Jesus Christ, we're acknowledging the fact that He is God, that He is the Savior, that He has shed His blood on the cross of Calvary for us. There's no other way to heaven. Therefore, we receive Him as our Lord and Savior. He's the one who takes us to heaven, either when we die or when He comes back in the clouds and says, come up hither in the rapture of the church. He that hath received His testimony hath set to His seal that God is true. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. The Bible teaches us that if we do not have Jesus Christ as our Savior, we don't have to wait to be condemned because we are condemned already. Why? Because the wrath of God is upon us. Because we have not been saved. We have not turned to Jesus Christ as Savior to take us to heaven. Now, the Bible says in verse 34, once again, for he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. God sent John the Baptist to speak the words. The words that he was sent to speak was, behold, the Lamb of God taketh away the sin of the world. That's why John was sent, to bear witness of Jesus Christ. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. And Jesus Christ also came to speak the words of God. He came to say, believe on me, and you'll have everlasting life. Once again, the Bible says in verse 34, for he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into his hand. This is John the Baptist bearing witness of Jesus Christ in these verses. He says that Jesus Christ must increase, I must decrease. Jesus Christ is the one who gives the Spirit. He is the one who says that if you'll receive me as your Lord and Savior, the Spirit of God will come to dwell, to live within you. And I submit to you today, there's only one way to heaven, and that is through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Savior, and He wants to save everyone in this world. Sad that many people will die and go to a devil's hell because they're not willing to repent. In other words, change their mind of how they're going to get to heaven and stay out of hell. Staying out of hell means going to heaven by trusting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.